SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy show here as we have live NHL playoff action, live NBA playoff action. We got a ton of baseball tonight. We got the golf starting tomorrow in Nolens for the team event at the Zurich. We have the NFL draft now, as I look at my watch, 24 hours away to the first pick here right now. And that has, of course, Joe very fired up as he gets ready for draft night. And we have several other things as well. In fact, we're going to get the draft cooking with our man Terry Bowden. Coach Bowden's going to be here in the first hour, too, as it's very, very busy, as we mentioned. Mike Carver and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only, Go Ferta 2, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? I got the quad on tonight. I got the hockey. And I got the heat on. I don't have bets in either game.
Wow.
And I jumped in. You're like this bet. You ready? Chet Holmgren over 15.5. Parlayed with Ingram 25 plus. And I'm going back to the well. Alt over 13.5. Colorado and Padres. So that's what I have.
Going back to Coors Field.
Yeah, that's
it. So it's funny, Joe. You weren't here last night. They dipped that total to 9.5 in the run, and they went over it, of course. So then they bumped it back up to 11.5 tonight.
I got 10.5. For that game.
You got 10.5. Good for you.
Well, I mean, it was when I put it in with the alt, it was 10.5.
Yeah, I saw 11.5 this afternoon. So either way, it's not what it used to be, Joe.
Fluctuating.
With those numbers, it's fluctuating. It's a fluctuating market, Joe. Fluctuating market. So I'm surprised you're not involved here. In fact, I was surprised because I haven't been tuned in yet until I just sat down now to see that Miami's up 3 on Boston, huh?
They were 47-44. They were
47-44 Heat with 4 minutes to go in the first half. So we got to keep our eye on that, Joe. If they even attempt, it's still -7.5 for the Celtics. If that even gets anywhere close to a good money line number, Joe, we're going to have to jump in on that. We would probably need the Heat to extend, though, for that. Extend. For us to have that opportunity. The Pelicans and the Thunder are going to play at 9:30. East. That's the second game. Only 2 NBA games tonight, and we need to get something going for that. You were just telling me you have a few things that are going to be rolling in that game. I got some other things for that game that I have. Did you use the token for that one you just told me about? Did you use the
no,
token?
No, I don't think I got tokens. I got to look. Oh, there they are. I got 5 tokens or whatever here. I got to use
5? Wow.
I don't know. I got an NHL token. 2 NHL tokens.
How'd you get NHL tokens? I don't have any NHL tokens.
Three legger. You know, wow. They must know who the kid is.
Must be nice.
They know who the kid is.
I'm basically nobody over there now. I mean, they took everything away from me. $10 maxes. No more Dinger Tuesday. I'm on the outs over there. So
yeah. Well, you make the call. Make the call.
Yeah, somebody for me to make the call to be quite honest with you.
No, Adabo?
I don't think he's got anything to do with that. In the hockey, the Bruins and the Leafs are about to start the second period, and they are scoreless. I'm on the draw on the overtime again tonight, Joe. I played all of them last night. Ended up breaking even with Florida and Tampa going to overtime.
That hurt me last night.
With only three games tonight, it would be more of a win for them to get through here. Then we have Vegas and Dallas coming up later, and the Kings and the Oilers, the late night game. We need Dallas to get off the deck tonight, Joe. That's one thing that's of a lot of importance to us, is to make sure that we get Dallas off the deck.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Carver. Let me just tell you this. Dallas has to get it off the deck, and we actually have to get something right when it comes with this Oiler team. So you want to go back to the well with Draisaitl tonight?
No.
He's not the favorite. Plus 140. They got Hyman as the favorite.
The other night, Joe, I had basically like three goal parlays that all just needed McDavid to come in, and the guy has five assists, and he couldn't score a goal. I mean, honestly, be a pig for once. Enough with the assists. The guy couldn't score a goal the other night, and it's Hyman with the hat trick. Come on. Give me a break. So I don't know where I want to go with that yet. I know one thing. I think the Oilers are going to win again tonight.
You
I don't like
so?
The. Yeah, I think they might smash him again, too. Smash play, Joe. Smash play.
You want to go over?
Yeah, I don't know if we get that. Tonight could be more like a 5-1 deal, and then you don't get it.
I like Draisaitl. I'm willing to put him in something, but what can we do? We got a scene.
All right, I'll get something for you. No, you apparently do. I don't have any of the sort. I don't have anything.
Yeah, I have to. All right, so I'll put Draisaitl. I'll put Edmonton. I like the Kings tonight. I'm going to take the Kings.
All right, so play the Kings.
And I'm taking the over. Let me see if they give me the token on that. They do. So I have 230% tokens.
Man, look at you. You rate with the hockey now, I guess.
Obviously, they know. So I got the Kings over the 6.5 and Draisaitl to score.
Over the 6.5 and Draisaitl to score. Okay. Let me see what else do we have, Joe. Lots of baseball tonight as well. You already mentioned about Colorado and San Diego. They're going to start in about 40 minutes or so, 30-40 minutes out there. That's at 10.5 right now. Cubs are out to a 4-0 lead against the Astros. The Astros are losing again. What a shame that is. Bottom third, Braves have a 2-1 lead on the Marlins. Royals lead the Jays 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Scoreless in Minnesota with the White Sox and the Twins. Yankees have a 2-0 lead off of an Aaron Judge homer in the first. Nice to see him wake up a little bit. And they have the bases loaded in the bottom of the third right now. We'll see if they can crack through. Tampa has a 4-3 lead over Detroit right now in the top of the fifth inning. Dodgers lead the Nationals 6-2. That's in the fifth. Brewers lead the Pirates 3-2 in the fifth. Phillies lead the Reds 2-1 in the fifth. And Boston's got a 6-0 lead on Cleveland. They're late there, top of the eighth inning for that. And there's no late-night games tonight, Joe. That's the Colorado game's the latest game at 8:40. Yes.
Did I tell you the other night I hit a hockey? You know, maybe that's why I hit the kid Miro
Heiskanen from Dallas. What did you hit with him?
I had 4-plus shots on goal at 2-1, I think, and the kid hit it. So maybe
you're a hockey whisperer now. You got all the hockey.
So now
tokens.
I'm putting in two same gamers. You ready? I'm going back to the well. Stars, right? Stars.
Yeah.
Hins, my guy Hins, to score a goal. Rupe, is that how you say it?
Yeah,
and then
Hins.
Wyatt Johnson for 3 shots on goal and Miro for 2.
Miro. All right.
I like this kid Miro. He puts it on the net. Kid puts it right on the net. I'm in.
He does put it on the net, Joe. You're right about that. He does that. We're going to do a lot of draft talk tonight as well, as it's actually the last time me and Joe are together this week. It's been, me and Joe basically barely saw each other this week. No coast to coast. Only twice together. You weren't with me last night on assignment. I had to deal with Haro and Matias all night. And then now this is it.
Matias was all up in arms. He's trying to say that the Clippers blew it as opposed to the Dallas Mavericks stepping up and making plays. Will you tell them that the aging All-Stars are gutless? They're going to lose 4-1 in this series.
Wow, you don't think they're going to win another game?
Nope.
Oof. Wow, how about that? Matias won't like hearing that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're just getting going on a Wednesday night. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. They're at the half, Joe, in Boston, 61-58. And I wanted to look at the numbers to see how are they in this game, right? Like, what's going on here? And I found out what it was.
What?
I mean, the Heat hit 13 threes in the first half. I mean, 13 threes.
Unbelievable.
So
how come they're not on that? When we bet them, they don't hit like that.
Hero with four in the first half. Yeah, Martin with three. Two for Hawkins. Joe, let's just put it nicely. You think they're hitting 13 threes in the second half?
Probably, because we'll say no when they'll come out, you know,
yeah,
bombs aplenty.
I'll say no right now.
No shot? Are you saying no shot?
I will say no shot they hit 13 threes again in the second half.
All right,
no shot.
Those nights.
I'd be willing to lay the 10.5 live for the Boston Celtics.
Can I just give it up? And I know you'll love me for this. This hockey game looks so good on the screen.
With the Bruins wearing the white and the Leafs wearing the blue.
Like not even the canary yellow. It's almost like a gold.
Yeah.
And it's blue. These blue jerseys by Toronto? I mean, this is nice.
It looks great on the screen, right?
It does. It's like almost like a retro game here. I love this. This game
throwback.
Is so good.
Old-time hockey.
Defensive, tight checking. I mean,
whatever gets us to overtime.
I nailed it last time, remember? I nailed it, the under. I should have banged the under tonight. You see how they're clubbing the ball out in Tampa Bay tonight? 4-3 now, all of a sudden.
Yeah, you want to know why, right? Haro's at the game.
Come on. You can't withhold that.
He told me last night while he was on. I'm going to the Ray game tomorrow. He said he's going to the Lightning Panther game tomorrow night.
Him.
I got the whole itinerary last night. He broke it all down. All the beats from the playbook. I got them.
I'm frustrated tonight.
You're frustrated tonight.
Yeah, you know, I'm just...
What's
I'm
the
just,
matter now?
Nah, nothing. I feel like my chi is off. I don't know.
You got a very busy couple days coming up, which I know...
Yeah.
It's stressful for you. You have a very busy few days.
It's stressful. I'm a creature.
You got a very big show tomorrow night, the Sports Grid NFL draft special. You're a part of that. Friday night you have it as well.
You know,
no Carver and Lisi the next two nights, but you still hear Joe in this time slot because he'll be part of the special.
Yes, and I could tell you I already know. And this is not a knock, but you know how I go, you know, in my analysis. Already, I'm the outlier of the group.
So. Well, I'll say this: you're definitely, and I think you kind of knew this, and you don't mind it, and you're not one of these guys that I think does it on purpose. I think that there's a lot of people who say things. Or make statements because they want to go against the grain, ruffle feathers, get people riled up. And I think that there's people that maybe think that you're doing that with this Drake May stuff because of how forceful you've been about where you think he should go in this draft. But I'll be the first to say Joe actually believes it. He's not speaking out of just trying to get a rise out of people. Joe actually thinks that Drake May sucks. So it's just common. I think he sucks too, Joe. But I don't think he's going to be good. But I'm not going to go take the leap that you are saying that he's falling because one of these teams is going to be silly enough to take him. So it will happen.
Yeah, remember, you said top five. If he falls out of that, it's, you know.
If he falls out of the top five, I tip the cap to you.
Okay.
It doesn't even have to be 10. If he falls out of the top five, I'll tip the cap to you.
Like, if he goes 9 or 10.
You win.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I swear to God, I, I'm, yeah. I don't know if I could put it as good of a cap as you had with Will Levis and Malik Willis, but it falls into that same, you know, that'll
yeah,
be 3 years.
Yeah, I'm not just doing it because
three years in a row
I
with a hit.
Believe
Look,
I
don't
the top three quarterback.
I don't think he's gonna be a great pro either.
No, I would take McCarthy. I would take Penix and Nix over Drake May. If I was a GM.
But as I have made this point to you a lot of times in the last few months, and even last year when we talked draft, we always do this. These quarterbacks, it's not even a 50-50 success rate when you take them in the first round. And if six guys go in the first round, let's just say somehow Nix does too and Penix, the chances are only three of them maybe are going to hit and pan out. And three of them are going to wash out in 3 to 4 years. That's just how it goes. And I can't tell you which three it's going to be, Joe. And there's general managers sitting here 24 hours from now who also think they know, but they can't tell either. They're not going to know till they get them on the field and you find out. But three of them will be good. Two of them will be awful. One of them will wash out. It'll be that's just look at the history. That's the data. That's the history, Joe. It's fact. It's there.
I would say if I had a bet, I think the three that would pan out to where they're at least successful / you know, all pro, you know, winners, right? Okay, and recent quarterbacks that have fit that mold. Mahomes is the best, so yeah, you can't put him. Burrow, Hurts. I'd say my three is Caleb, Jaden, and I would say Michael Penix.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you on a Wednesday night. We will have Coach Bowden coming up, Joe. About just under 10 minutes, I guess, right? Next segment?
Yeah.
Coach Terry Bowden will be in the mix with us getting ready for the draft tomorrow night. And we'll talk about some of this stuff with him as well. And then in the last hour, Joe, when you were out last night, you know, they put a lot of these draft specials up now. So I'm going to go through a couple of those with you and see what you think for the draft specials. Toronto's on a power play here against Boston. About 11.5 to go in the second period. Still scoreless, as nobody's been able to gain an edge here yet. And a rare power play. And really, the Leafs are not getting anything cooking right now. There's just nothing happening for them. What time do you have on your quad box right now? What's your clock?
11:40.
Oh, wow. You're 25 seconds behind me? How is that possible?
I don't know. I got the double. I don't have the game on.
Well, what do you have on?
I have both the NBA and the NHL. It's not just the game, so the feed.
But you had the quad box on four.
It is considered the quad box. That's what they call it when there's like if there's not four games to put it on, they have just two showing with, you know, bells and whistles.
Man,
it's
so they couldn't
quad.
Couldn't give you put a little Yankees A's on there too.
I don't know. Well, you know, bring it up with YouTube. What do you want me to do here? I got a Fagay's quad box.
I'm just trying to get you the best viewing experience. I mean, that's really all that I'm trying to do.
Best viewing experience, even though you can't watch, it's the app. You know it, and I know it. You're ahead of everything.
The app.
Yeah, the app.
Which app is that?
Well, the duel.
Yeah, but you can't actually watch the games on them. I know one. There's
you
a couple you can. Like,
do you really
one or
need
two.
To see the players jumping around? Come on.
Yeah, actually, I want to watch the game, Joe. That's the point. I want to watch the game.
Yeah, you get game flow. Same thing.
I don't know about that. I disagree.
Meanwhile, you like these Cubbies. They're clubbing these Stros right now.
Well, they were up 4-0. Now it's 4-2. So they're giving it back.
Yeah, they got first and second. They got out of it though. Got out of it.
That's because your boy was pitching for Houston tonight. He's been dreadful.
Who?
This what's this guy's name?
Steel Dragon.
No, this guy's from your part of town.
Oh, really? Spencer
Arrighetti.
So you're making fun of the Italians now. You're coming right
out. No, I'm just saying. I mean, this guy eats at the Italian table. That's okay.
That's all right.
Arrighetti. He's got a nice crisp. Tonight. He's got a nice crisp 11.5 ERA coming into tonight. So, and he's getting that added on to here in this game.
All right. I don't know what to tell you.
You don't know what to tell me?
No.
All right. Let's get this down to business here. In fact, yeah, we got time for that because we can do that after Terry. I want to get something. A family play for the Pelicans and the Thunder. Family play.
I like Ingram.
I'm going back to the Valanciunas boards tonight.
This guy Valanciunas.
Hey, they don't have any size, Joe. They don't have any physicality down low.
He's rigid. He's like a cord. He's like a piece of 2x4. He's rigid.
Come on. You bet on this guy every night all year. And now you're leaving him in the dust in the playoffs?
The playoffs.
Guy had 20 boards the other night.
Let's get Herb Jones. Come on.
I'm just playing him for boards. I don't want him to score. He's going to eat up the boards again. This guy's going to eat, Joe. I don't understand. They're giving you some hot numbers for this guy to eat with the glass.
Hot numbers. They're giving you hot numbers?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I don't know what's going on with my computer. This is just a disgrace. We got problems.
God, I don't know what they did here. They got this all screwed up.
Here, I got it for you, Joe. You ready?
Yeah, let me hear.
Pelicans Thunder tonight. Bounds. Valanciunas, plus 115 for 12, plus 250 for 14, plus 490 for 16. Bounds for Valanciunas tonight.
All right.
Alt. Up, 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 and away. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll come back. Coach Terry Bowden with us next on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here with you on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Before we get to Coach Joe, quickly, they started the second half in Boston, 63-62. Celtics lead the Heat, so the Heat are hanging around. And the Leafs, Joe, just scored the opening goal against the Bruins up in Toronto.
Nice one, too.
It was a great goal, too. I did not see who tipped that in. But that was a hell of a goal. 1-0, 6.
I don't think it was Matthews.
No, it wasn't Matthews. If we know we're after Matthews to score the most goals in the series. But it's 1-0 right now. 6:50 to go in the second period. Good start for the Leafs in that one. Coach Terry Bowden is with us. Of course, we have the NFL draft getting ready for tomorrow night. Joe has been so gassed up for weeks. I mean, Coach, you know how Joe goes with this stuff. And Joe basically hasn't been sleeping for the last 6 weeks. Get ready for this draft, Coach. It's amazing how Joe does it.
It's better than Christmas for Joe, I'm gonna tell you. And it's exciting, and so much talk about all the different quarterbacks that then how they'll pan out and what's going to happen down to the final to the wire.
Hey, Coach, I do want to ask you, and I know it's your first time talking to Carver, but is it really important the way some of these GMs make out the age, 24 versus, 21 or 22?
Right.
You would think that would be a benefit or an asset. We're not talking about Chris Wenke when he left your dad and he was 29 years old at the Carolina Panthers. I look at it as a positive, like, Bo Nix and Michael Penix in that regard. Do you?
Well, I don't think so much in regard to how old they are. It's how many years have they been playing. I think that comes up when you talk to scouts. Does this guy have a 6-year resume? Is he about as good as he's going to get at certain things? Whereas you might say a J.J. McCarthy's got a 3-year resume, and he's got a better upside down the road. So I think that does play in when it talks about this guy's had so many at-bats. He's got so much development now coming in. It doesn't mean he's not going to step to another level in the NFL. But I think they do look at how many years he has had already, because that's a big development stage. You know, you're talking about those early years. Although, as you know, quarterbacks, different than running back, they last a lot longer and develop over time, too.
Well, especially now since you're not allowed to touch them, Coach. I mean, of course they last a lot longer. Now you can't.
Well, there's a couple of them out there you can't touch. Even if you want to, you can't touch them. Obviously, Jaden Daniels, there's a lot of guys will be lucky to put their finger on it. But Caleb Williams has some skills, too. But you're right. They're going to protect those quarterbacks. Well, you know what? Because the quarterback, the game is entertainment. And the guy that makes it happen is that guy that touches the ball 50% of every game. And so there's some – I understand it, but I wish they would let him play like the old days.
Yeah, we do wish that. You know, we talk about the quarterbacks, like you said, and that's always the biggest thing, right, that everybody latches onto. It's a top-of-the-draft situation. I've been saying this to Joe for a while now, and I want to get your thoughts. Like, it's so hard, I feel like, if you're a scout or you're a general manager – you look at the data and the numbers, and everybody likes to drive through that stuff now. Over the last 20 years, you know, it's like a less than 50% success rate. It's like 45% first-round quarterbacks that end up being that guy, a franchise quarterback. I think I saw a stat today that it's 46% that sign a second contract with the team that ends up drafting them. You look at these six guys that could potentially go in the first round here. We know Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are probably a little bit ahead of everyone else, but I just find that, Coach, is something really hard trying to figure out which of the three of the six are going to be good, because it says it. History says it. They're not all going to be great. You got to get this right.
Not going to change anything, because that position is so important. And you talk about being a guy that can change a franchise or elevate a franchise. It's almost got to come from that quarterback position. And yet, in the last week or so, you're going to – you start thinking about the negatives. You start thinking about the negatives. You take Caleb Williams. I mean, everybody pretty much says, okay, this is the number one guy. Okay, gosh, Lincoln Riley, look at the other quarterbacks he's had. I mean, is he a top quarterback or going to be a top NFL player? You look at Kyle Murray. You look at Mayfield. I mean, these guys were all the top guy, because in a Lincoln Riley offense, just like the old Mike Leach, back when I coached against Steve Spurrier, you think of Shane Matthews, these guys are going to have numbers. Now, the question is, if you're going to be a first-rounder, is he going to be a top 10 NFL player as opposed to a top 10 NFL draft choice? And I think that's why you start looking at all these things. Oh, gosh, Lincoln Riley's been running an offense a long time, and his quarterbacks always get yardage. But this guy has talent, and now he just has to go out there and prove that stuff wrong.
Coach, I want to talk about a player that you coached his father, Patrick Nix, right? Bo Nix, he was falling out of the, you know, top 32. He had a 33 and a half number. Now, potentially Denver's involved. You talk about a quarterback right now, and I was the first one to bash him at Gus Malzahn. I thought it was a bad fit. He didn't step up. They didn't develop the offense around the skill set. But the last couple of years, you're talking about 29 touchdowns. Last year, 45 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. And, oh, by the way, completes 78% of his passes. Why is a quarterback like that not thought of as a potential top 10 pick just based off the body of work?
Well, I mean, because he's being evaluated as the plus is his body of work. It's not his analytics or his skill, a particular skill as opposed to another, his arm strength as opposed to another. I mean, personally, I was just in Birmingham last weekend to give Bo Nix the Bobby Bowden National Player of the Year Award for his on the field and off the field. And of course, Pat was there. His dad played for me, and I'm a big Bo Nix fan. I don't know that he's going to be a higher draft pick, because he does have a 6-year resume, and he has great stats over time. And I see that as with a plus, but what I see in him is what I saw in his dad, a competitor. One scout told me today, well, he's wound pretty tight. Well, to me, I always thought Peyton Manning was wound pretty tight, you know, if you ever saw him on the sideline. But I think Bo Nix is a super competitor. I don't know that he's going to get up into the late first round, second round guy. But I think when I think about guys that give me 5 years down the road, he's going to be elevating a team because of his competitiveness, his fact that he never gave up. The kid grew up with an orange and blue bedroom. He's an Auburn guy. That's all he ever thought about. And when things didn't work out there, he took a lot of the blame, just like quarterbacks do. They either get too much credit, too much blame. And he made it work at Oregon. But again, I think the intangibles are what probably are going to be the best for him down the road. And I think a lot of, as you get to the Super Bowl, like we see, these quarterbacks that get to the Super Bowl, it's the intangibles as much as it is their skill. And so that's kind of why Bo is one of my deep down favorites, you know. But it's interesting how every team you look at, even you take Jaden Daniels, because, I mean, unbelievable talent numbers. But you know what? I was talking to a scout the other day. He said, Coach, they were so bad on defense. They were the pedal was to the metal the entire game, every game. He had to go make plays. And I think about when I call plays, if I knew I couldn't beat somebody unless I outscored them, my quarterback gonna score a lot of touchdowns. But I think the defensive coaches in the NFL, the defensive head coaches with defensive background, I know every defensive coach in the conference, they wish they would get Daniel so he wouldn't be against them, because he scares everybody because of his arm strength and his running ability.
It's funny, Coach. You know, you heard a lot about that during the Heisman time, right? Like, everybody was comparing these guys for the Heisman, and they said, well, Daniel's number's so big because his defense is so bad, as he gets so many more possessions than everybody else. He gets to run up and down the field. He gets to do all that. I know the guy can play, Coach. That's really all that matters to me. We're going to come back.
Right.
We'll do one more with Coach Terry Bowden here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here with you on a Wednesday night on the grid, we have Coach Terry Bowden with us here. Boston did tie that game, Joe. 1-1.
Yeah.
About a buck 20 to go in the second period up in Toronto. And in the real stunner, the Heat are up 10 on the Celtics late in the third quarter, 80-70. Celtics minus 111, Joe. I know they're down 10, but I'm going to actually start to think about that and get on the Celtics here, down 10 at home against the Heat. Coach Terry Bowden is with us. NFL draft is tomorrow night. So, Coach, I'm tired with the quarterbacks. Everybody loves the quarterbacks. That's all fine and good. But here's what these teams, Coach, from 7 to around 11 or 12 are going to get to fall in their lap. The best defensive player potentially in this draft. Because normally, like, there's no defensive guys going in the top five. Everybody's mock draft. Yeah. Everybody. It's quarterback, receiver, offensive line. That's it. So it's like everybody forgot about defense, Coach. And that's a whole other side of the ball. And you need guys who are going to go after those quarterbacks. So I got a feeling, and I don't know who's going to go first here, whether it's Dallas Turner or Latu or Jared Verse from FSU. You know, that somebody's going to get the best defensive player at this draft around 10, and maybe in other years this guy would have went in the top 3 or 5.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you're right, because everybody thinks about point production. But just as importantly is not allowing point production. That's why in building a football team, the two positions that were as important as any on offense were a rush end who could change the amount of time a quarterback has time to throw to one of those fast receivers, or a cornerback, Deion Sanders, or even ones we have now, that can take one-third of the field away or take away the best player. And now you've got key positions on defense. And I tell you, I mean, you're right. I mean, defense is what wins championships. Draft, we all focus on the offensive players, but you're going to be able to get a couple of good players, I believe, if you grab a defensive player quickly, especially one that can make a difference with the way he plays.
Now, Coach, he brought up Jared Verse from Florida State, and I think Jared Verse is like a Myles Garrett type of player because he's also very good against the run. So you not only get the edge rusher that could get to the quarterback, but he's a bigger body guy, right, that really forces double teams, as opposed to Dallas Turner, that even though he's just amazing off the edge, he's a little bit leaner. So for you, what would you prefer if you're in that position? Because for me, the way teams are starting to run the football, I actually think Jared Verse has a shot. He stepped up in big time games. He was the anchor of that Florida State defense. I actually think he has a shot to be first off the board. And guess what, Carver? I think the first defensive player potentially can be in the top five. Don't count out New England.
Yeah. And let me say this about your question about the run stopper versus the pass sack guy. Remember, the sack guy is also going to be the best guy to chase down runs to the opposite side of the field. A great pass rusher is also going to be a great run stopper as he follows pursuit. I remember back when I was a young graduate assistant, Hugh Green. Remember Hugh Green, who played for Pittsburgh, my dad played? We wouldn't run away from him because he was so fast. We had to run right at him because we could block and get past him real quick. But I think that's why I think number one concern for me is a guy that can rush the passer with exceptional first step and speed, because as you run away from him, he's going to make that behind the line of scrimmage play or the down the line play to the opposite side. And usually those guys are athletic enough, if they can't whip you physically, they're going to get off the block even if you attack them at the point of attack.
Coach, what do you think about a guy who's kind of such a unique skill set like Brock Bowers? You know, tight ends, we've seen a couple of these guys now. We've seen how what a weapon a player like that can be. If you're one of these teams that's sitting here in the top 10, and me and Joe have talked about it a lot, I think teams like the Chargers and the Jets, that could use a real versatile player like that on their offensive side, they got to be salivating at this guy.
Biggest position in the NFL that's not as utilized in college as a tight end. Because we have 85 rosters. We can play four personnel, five wide receivers, four wide receivers, five different personnel groupings in the NFL. A tight end that's gifted, can flex out, play tight, block, and he doesn't ever get off the game field. And he has such a physical mismatch when he's playing against maybe smaller secondary people like that. So when you spread him out, even though he's covered, he's not covered. Brock Bowers will be I don't know how high he's going to go, but he should, because he's going to be a long-time player in the NFL at that position that all the best teams, they've got tight ends, because that is the one position that is not utilized in college as well as it is in the NFL, and you got to have them because their roster levels, you can't take those guys off the field.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually think he's the closest thing to Travis Kelce that we've seen come out in recent years, so we'll see. I do want to bring up the wide receivers because I think Carver and I disagree, and he's a Bills fan, Coach, so he's in desperate need now that they shipped Diggs onto Houston. He's in desperate need of a wide receiver. If you had to pick Harrison or Neighbors, or is there somebody else you're looking at out of the group? I like Brian Thomas, but anybody you like? Yeah.
Well, I will say this one, and when you said Neighbors and Harrison, and what's the difference? They're so talented. I believe the taller you can get, if they have the great skill set, go with the taller, because I don't care how many great cornerbacks that are out there, you can't backpedal and run backwards when you're as tall as you want the receiver. So when you get a guy 6'3 or 6'4 that can play like a 6-foot guy, that's where Harrison has an advantage. Because I'm going to tell you, in a game of football today where it's a lot about fast break, no huddle, and getting the ball downfield in a one-on-one situation, the game can either be 11-on-11 or it can be one-on-one. And when you have a 6'4 wide receiver against a cornerback, that's one-on-one. And if you can spread them out and move them around, and you'll take that any day as a way to make a big play. So give me a tall receiver anytime.
Coach, tremendous job as always. Enjoy the draft tomorrow night. We're going to talk to you again soon. Coach Terry Bowden here on Carver and Lisi. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have everybody with us here on a Wednesday night. Great job by Coach Bowden, Joe, stepping up and
great
in.
Great insight. He knows Pat Nicks very well, so that's why I wanted to get his take on Bo.
So that's why you didn't want to completely bash Bo because he's got a little connection to him.
No, I'm not going to say I don't believe.
Bo. You know, we've said some things about Bo.
I don't know. I've said I don't think he's a top 10 pick. But I still, but the guy threw 45 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Like, you didn't like his comment about the SEC.
I didn't like that. But let me ask you this: if we're talking Drake May, why not Bo Nix then? Like, I mean, what does Drake May bring to the table? You know, 27 touchdowns, 9 INTs. You're talking about a guy that doesn't turn the football over in Bo Nix and stepped up in big games. He's got bigger games under his belt the last couple of years than Drake May.
Not going to get a disagreement from me. I'm not a May truther. I'm not going to be somebody who's going to fight you here about Drake May.
Want my other thing about the draft? I said it. You want another said it?
Give me an I said it. I like I said it.
A potential trade into the top 7, 8, Denver. Because I don't believe Sean Payton, okay, is gonna you know, be around for a major rebuild with Zach Wilson and Jared Stidham, his two quarterbacks on the roster. Either they're gonna wheel and deal to get up to the top 5 to get a J.J. McCarthy or somebody, right? Or he's gonna be out as head coach next year. Mm. Because he doesn't have the resolve to put out for the 3-4 year haul. I can tell you that right now. He took that job because he thought it was cushy.
Mm. I said it.
I said it. Not you, me.
We have some developments here, Joe, that we need to get to.
All right.
Whoa. You all right?
Yeah, I'm a little choked up when we start talking draft.
The Celtics have cut it to 6, 85-79, and they're in the final seconds of the third quarter here. Live total at 217.5. We might actually get an over, Joe. What is it? 11 of 14 have been under.
So far, 165, 164. You're gonna get 60 points in the second half, fourth quarter.
Well, what do we got here? Do we have the wrong number? What are you saying to me here?
You said it's 217.
I see 214.5. It just dropped 3 more points. End of the third quarter, 85-79.
It's 164.
So that's 40, 50, 55.
It's closer to 60 when you said it just dropped.
Well, because it was 217 a minute ago. Well, now it's 214.
And then all of a sudden it dropped like
everybody,
a rock.
Everybody ran. So you want to take the under? Tight game, fourth quarter?
Probably. I can't. I mean, you really think we're going to get 55 points? They got a bunch of has-beens out there from Miami.
They've had 55 in the first quarter, 64 in the second quarter. Third quarter was way down, plummeted. Only 45 in the third quarter. So trending to the down.
We missed it.
What do you? I'm already on the Celtics, so I don't care. I took the Celtics while we were talking to Coach at minus 111.
What do you want? I got a good bet for us.
Okay.
Oklahoma City to trail by 10 plus and win the game plus.
Now you're speaking my language, Joe.
That's juicy. Let's.
That is a little juicy. All right. Let's see this largest comeback. Thunder to trail by 10. You want to put it with the golf?
No, stop with the golf.
Why not?
We got doubles weekend. I don't know these guys.
Doubles weekend. How about it?
You want to play Donnie Ho together?
You want to play John Rahm at the Liv in Adelaide on Australia? Do you want to do that instead?
Nah, we can bet the Liv now?
Yeah, in New York I can. Oh, you can't. I can. New York turned the light on. Jersey didn't. All right, fine. How about we put it with Draisaitl?
All right, that I'll do.
Can you even put these with? I don't know if these are parlayable, Joe. They are. You can parlay that, the 10 plus and Draisaitl. 11.96.
All right, there you go.
You're in?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We got another hour to go. Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.